It's Seeds of Success Day here on MyFM, and we're at Horseshoe J. Dude Ranch, and today we're talking with Sue Stiles. She's going to tell us about how the Dude Ranch started many years ago.
The ranch started in 1957. My folks came in, I believe, 1971.
Okay.
And we've been here ever since.
Wow. Now, is it strictly, do you do other things here, or is it strictly the Dude Ranch?
We do summer camps, we do riding clubs, we do birthday parties, hourly trail riding, fun family events. The ranch is currently starting to grow with more programs.
But you don't do any sort of ag-related crops or anything like that on the land?
We grow hay.
I was going to say, would you grow your own hay?
We grow some of our hay, yes.
Yeah, okay. Size-wise, how big? I mean, it looks big here.
The ranch is 100 acres.
Okay.
It's home to about 35 horses.
Now, is it growing? You say 35 horses. Is that grown over the years?
No. We've had up to 60 horses here at one time. We're at 35 right now. It's growing as far as programs and so on. I have a younger family that's coming in to help run the ranch, and they've got some pretty big ideas for it.
I was going to say staff-wise. You would have to, especially during the summer camps.
During the summer camps, we have quite a bit of staff. During the winter months, we still have some staff, but a lot is family run.
How do you envision this in a couple of years' time?
Well, it was really interesting to even find this place because we had written up what we wanted to do with our business. And so Mark and I, we had this vision for a place where people could go to revive the lost ways. So our company name was Revival Farms. Because we wanted to bring back, you know, traditional skills and wilderness survival and all those things, okay. Especially for kids, and so they can teach future generations. So that's where it started, and they were already running all the camps and everything, so it kind of overlapped perfectly.
Everything's here.
Yeah, and I love what they used to do, so I want to bring back really all the heritage of the town. They used to have barn dances, for example, where they'd have balloons on their ankles, and you have to go around and stomp all the other balloons and things like that.
Okay.
So just bringing back those programs. They used to do 10 weeks of overnight camps.
Yep.
And just ramping it back up to where
to
it used
what it
to
used
be.
To be. Yeah. It's former glory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a wonderful place.
Oh.
For kids to come here, especially if they're from the city.
Yes.
What a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Where did the love of horse, or was the horse a... Is that a big part of this, the fact that it is horses?
It's so my family did have horses, and they ended up, you know, kind of getting rid of their farms.
Okay.
So I'm bringing that back. I have a love for all animals.
Okay.
And, you know, in the future, we really want cows back. So there were cows on the property.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, other animals, goats and sheep and pig. Yeah, just have a whole homestead and a place where people can learn how to care for animals and... the therapy sessions going on today is just being around
them.
I used to teach nutrition at a college, and we talk about that all the time. One of the projects was to go into the grocery store and just pick up, say, you know, 20 pieces of different food, even fruits and veggies, and see where it's actually from. And the majority is not from our country, even though we have the ability to grow a lot of it. So it's just eye-opening that it actually is more beneficial for us to export our food, get the money for it, and then import other food.
Sadly.
Yeah. So we want to bring that back in community gardening and how you can do this in a sustainable way where you don't need a full-time homestead to be able to have fresh food and care for your family that way and learn.
That's kind of a neat concept. So community gardens, so that people could have a plot of land.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we want to do with the lower land.